views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome everybody to Miracles and Answers, Angels and Answers, Blessings and Answers, Sky and Artie.
And you get miracles when you talk to Sky and Artie.
That's what I'm talking about.
How are you guys? Nice to be back.
And you want to know something? A lot of people put a lot of pressure on themselves during the holiday season.
Oh my God.
And they stress out emotionally and who's going to spend time with who. And all the shopping.
Where's the money coming from?
People getting credit card debt. And oy vey, the stress of it all.
And you know what the funny thing is? They're not even sure that Jesus was born in December or on the 25th of December. I have this theory. The theory that I have is the reason why they placed him in that period was because we are light deprivated.
Which means?
Light deprivation means that a lot of people suffer from light deprivation, which is they get depressed because there's not enough sunlight. And I truly believe that in that period of time, people are festive. So they put lights on trees. They put lights outside their house. So you come home and you go down your roads and you see all these beautiful lights. And it gives you some type of an artificial ambiance and boost of lighting, okay? So I feel that they did this especially this time of year because don't forget we turn back the clock an hour. And then, of course,
we have more darkness.
Yeah, we have more darkness. So that's another hour. So that's 2 hours of darkness that we would originally had sunlight. A lot of people stress over that. A lot of people get depression over that. I know my husband does. I like to put plant bulbs around him so that he gets out of his depression. But this is a terrible time of year for him.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people who suffer from depression.
Yeah.
Not just because of the light. If they don't have somebody in their life, if they lost somebody.
True.
There's a lot of things that point to feeling that loneliness. And there's plenty of us like this who are not having enough money to help, pay for the gifts for their kids or their relatives or the pressure to try to, keep up to the demands that that society has put upon us. To spend. And everything cost a bundle, small fortune to go out.
Do you know that when the children watch television, none of the gifts that they are advertising are less than $100? And that's $100 and up to over $1,500.
Wow.
Like notebooks, the internet notebooks. Those are in the range of $1,500 to $1,800.
Wow.
iPads, that's a good grand. Telephones, depending on what model. If they want the superb model, it's $900.
So anything electronic.
Anything. And everything revolves around electronics. Look, the what is that game that you play with the two hands?
Rock'em Sock'em Robot?
No, not in your era. No. The television, you put connected to the television.
Okay,
and
so you're playing
kill
the
people.
Game.
It's a game.
Yeah, I can't stand those games where you could shoot at people
what
and
do you
stuff.
Call it's them. Like, it's wait.
All right,
wait,
don't
wait,
worry.
Wait. It's called.
It's some kind of a game.
It's like a Nintendo.
Okay.
Do you know that begins at $400? Just the remotes and the connection to the TV.
Really?
And then you have to start buying $100 games, $200 games.
Wow.
Come on. If you give your kid one game and the Nintendo, you're spending like $600.
This is what I suggest. People who don't have much money, they should go out and buy a big refrigerator box. And just wrap it up and throw it out there and let the kids roll around it like we used to. All right. So like I was saying, you know, when we used to, you know, when we were kids, we would be playing with these large boxes.
Yes.
And literally I remember like just rolling around and rolling around and rolling around. And it was so much fun. I remember the toys that really didn't cost much. Where
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
You had Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You had the baseball where you threw it up against the net and it bounced right back to you.
Miss Cookie's Kitchen.
Pogo sticks.
How about Mattel's those little sticky things where you could dress the dolls? What do they call those?
You mean the Barbie dolls, like from
not
that?
Even Barbie dolls. It was like in a box.
Mr. Potato Head.
No.
Yes.
I married Mr. Potato Head. No, color forms.
Boy, you got the luxury package.
color forms.
I loved
color forms.
Yeah, so did
you?
I. Yeah, I played
it.
With it.
Yes.
And Betty Crocker, the little bake oven,
little
you know, which was
only oven.
Little easy bake, which was a
light bulb.
Let's see. We used to play with the Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Play-Doh.
And the silly machine.
Yes.
That you stuff in.
Yes. Yes. And the silly putty where you would make impressions.
I love silly putty.
Let me tell you something.
I miss silly putty.
We were so easily entertained.
Yes.
And it was great. And just to get, you know, a variety of different
balls
and super balls and playing football and baseball.
Right.
You know, with the baseball and these things that maybe back in the day compared to, you know, in that time, it seemed like a lot. But yeah,
crayons, just, coloring books.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a big deal.
Yeah, really simple stuff, which meant an awful lot.
Yeah.
And I used to get these little trinkets, you know, of like horses, like little plastic horses with the cavalry on top of it,
or
Indians, horse, you know, cowboy and Indians and stuff like that.
Let's not get tacky with the Indians.
Oh, please. But no, I used to love all that stuff.
Did you used to kill the Indians?
Huh?
Of course. You killed the Indians, right?
I don't remember. Honestly, I know I used to kill the Indians.
Of course you did. That's why you got your karma with me.
I got to make up for all the plastic Indians that I killed. And
now he's got me, folks. That's his bad karma.
No.
I'm only teasing. No, but I remember my husband telling me that he used to get soldiers and men on horses too, and he used to kill the cowboy. He used to kill the Indians. Oh yeah, and he was very proud.
You got me mixed up with Richie.
He was very proud of that.
I remember doing it.
And what he used to do was put them on top of light bulbs and forget them there. And when his mother turned the lights on, yes, they would melt all over the light bulbs, and she'd be smelling this plastic. And she goes,
"Wow,
Richard, I smell plastic. What's going on?" I don't know. And then she would see his toy soldier melting all over the light bulb. No, he got it for that.
That's too funny. I love just simply playing with puzzles.
Yes. Oh, puzzles are a big
puzzles,
thing.
Puzzles, Legos.
Etch-a-sketch.
Legos, the Etch-a-sketch. You know, stuffed animals. I mean, it was just much
simpler.
And even board games were easy and simple.
Right. Monopoly.
Monopoly. And all that other good stuff. And
Candyland.
Yes, Chutes and Ladders, Candyland. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely played Candyland.
Checkers were always a big thing. And then when they came out with the big, huge checkers, oh my gosh, that was like one of the best gifts ever.
The bomb.
It was.
Yeah, I liked getting those toys that made food, anything that made, like the slushy machine and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
I get a high on all this stuff.
Did you crush the ice inside of that thing?
Oh,
that
of course.
Turned? Oh,
of
and
course.
Then they had the cones.
And stuff. And you put the coloring
yes.
in and just, you know, it was the best.
You know, I used to suck that coloring down.
Without putting it on the ice.
That's right. Just put it down. I just sucked that sugar right down. Then I climbed the wall.
And then how many people would just go into the refrigerator and take the Cool Whip whipped cream and just pour it in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Whip
and
it. Have
whip. Whip yeah, it. Just put it in your mouth.
Oh, that's a bomb.
Other great times is Mighty Fine Pudding. And just the getting skin? The skin on oh! the top was the best.
What happened to those? What happened to the
still,
skin on the
you
Mighty
You still have
pudding?
That. You still have. You, they still
Nobody.
Have still
make I make it with the skin. But a lot of people do the instant. And when you do the instant, you don't get the skin.
No, I don't do the instant. I do the Mighty Fine where you have Absolutely. To go through, you know, stirring the milk, right. make sure it's right, and Correct. With the pouring in all the powder and stuff like that.
Is the skin the best part?
It is the best
we
part.
Fight
Absolutely.
The skin. Oh my goodness.
It's like, you know, scraping off the inside of the bowl when you're making brownies or cake. Yes. You gotta lick the batter. The batter tastes just as good.
Oh, I know.
Just as good as the original stuff. So yeah. that's awesome. That is really
and
awesome.
And kids today have no interest in this, which is so sad.
Yeah, because everything is like high tech and fast, and it
now,
just
you know what gets me? You see how we were with the cooking, little baking things, the ice cream makers, and this and that. These kids don't have that. Are we going to lose our chefs?
Oh, they have none of that. Yeah, no.
Are we going to lose our chefs?
All right, everybody. Well, listen, we're going to see if we're going to lose our chefs, but you got to stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky and Angels and Answers and Angels and Miracles and Blessings and Miracles and all that other good stuff.
And Prosperity and Miracles.
And Prosperity and Miracles. But you want to know something? My biggest advice to everybody for the holiday season, don't put pressure on yourself. And it really is. It's don't get caught up in the material world and just, you know, allow yourself Oh, look, we have a caller, but we're not going to take this caller. So, any case, I'm sorry about that. But I was just talking about putting that pressure on yourself in regards to, you know, spending so much money. And my whole attitude with that is that if you don't know what to get somebody, rather than putting all that kind of pressure on yourself, you need to, I would actually get a gift certificate, find out what their favorite store is or where their favorite restaurant is, and just get them a gift certificate. I'm a big fan of getting gift certificates for the movies. And, you know, gift certificates for me is the way to go. You know, because you don't know what size they are, what style they like. And like I said, you just put a lot of pressure on yourself, and, you know, it shouldn't be like that. I'm the type of person that, you know, throughout the course of the year, I take little footnotes to try to see, you know, for the people who I'm buying, to see, you know, what they're into or what they like, or if something broke and to replace something. You know, it could be anything. It could be a simple toaster oven. It could be anything. But, you know, when somebody complains about, oh, that broke, or, oh, I don't have it, or whatever. So I make a mental note and I end up getting it for them. Now, I have a friend who was complaining that he doesn't have his phone charger. And so, you know, his phone charger wasn't working. So I went out and I bought him a phone charger. So, and I said, here's an early Christmas present for you. So he wasn't expecting it. He didn't ask. He didn't even know that I was going to get him anything. And, but you want to know something? That's what's really cool. If you find out what somebody really wants, and you go out and get it for them. You know, everyone has a niche in life. So when you find out what their niche is or what makes them happy, then, you know, you get it for them, and you're going to, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, a phone charger is not a lot of money. So it's really cool to see somebody, to make somebody that kind of happy and just take a special interest in them, you know, making it personalized. Cash is always nice, but yet it's not personable, unless if it's $1,000 or more.
You know what's a really wonderful thing to teach your family on a holiday? To go help a soup kitchen. See, let them see how the other side lives. Yeah. Take them to a soup kitchen and let them volunteer and see how many people out there are so much worse than them, so that next time they want presents, they'll be grateful for whatever they get. And it's a really lovely experience because you're helping other people. It's a blessing. And also it's a lesson that you should always be grateful for whatever you get. Not that you pick and choose these very expensive gifts and stamp your feet when you don't get them. But you should be grateful because there's always somebody out there who has so much less than you. And that is the best experience that they can grow from.
You want to know something? I went to see the Broadway show Beautiful last week, and I loved it. It's the show about Carole King and all her songs and growing up and stuff like that. That was such an amazing show. I could watch that show over and over again. It really was. The music is just phenomenal. The acting was great. And the girl who played Carole King was spot on.
Wow.
And before we went to see Beautiful, you know, I went to we went out Chinese, and we had a lot of leftovers. We had a lot of leftovers, and I hate to throw away food. So we ended up boxing it up, and on our way walking to the Broadway show, we found our first homeless person. We gave the food to the homeless person. So, you know, whenever I have leftovers, even when I'm at a restaurant in town, I don't like to just throw it away, unless if it's, you know, vegetables that are, you know, could go bad really fast. But if it's anything like potatoes or steak or chicken or carbs or, you know, pastas or anything like that, that's going to, you know, have some substance. Yes, that's going to stay. I will feed it out to the animals and to the birds and whatnot. I like I like to
I love that stuff.
Oh, remember when we did, Sky and I went out and we had a lot of leftovers of certain breads and French fries and stuff like that. We had a lot of it, and we ended up we were right near Baltimore Harbor.
Yeah,
and we first there was like one or two birds. That's it, and they were surrounding us. One or two birds kept on flying, and they wouldn't take the food right away. And we I threw like one or two out there, and then all of a sudden three or four started, and then five and eight came,
and then 150,
and then 100, and before you know it, they were all there, It's amazing how they send out the signals.
Right?
It's not like I heard It's not like I heard.
And you know what the cutest thing was? They were catching it in their beaks.
Yeah.
How cute was that?
Yeah, you throw it up in the air and they catch it in midair.
Like seals.
Yeah, they catch it in midair.
They were adorable.
So that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that too, and it's a beautiful place. It's like a little like village inside of a village. You know?
Oh, Baltimore Harbor is amazing. We went, you know, Sky and I took the day out to go to a Christmas party that we were invited to. And we had so much fun there. And like I said, we went to the harbor. We got there a little early, and all the shops there and the restaurants and being right at the water. And they had the little boats out there for people to.
My God. They were like little gondolas. They were in the shape of dragons.
Yeah. They were the shape of dragons.
They were all different kind of colors, like purple, yellow,
and
red,
green and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. And it was so adorable. And then they had this guy that you could only go so far out. Because I guess that would be the shipping lanes after that.
Uh-huh.
So you got this little area to go and gondolize yourself.
Yeah.
And it's so pretty to look at. And the people there were so nice. They were just so nice. And then you go into these little shopping mall areas where they had Barnes & Nobles and they had like little boutiques and they had.
They have a large aquarium there too. And not that we were interested in going in the aquarium, but when we got there in the early afternoon, the aquarium was sold out for the rest of the day. Like they only allow so many people.
Yeah, which I think is good.
I think that's a great idea where they're just not selling ticket after ticket after ticket.
Right.
Because it gets overwhelming. And I think probably for fire hazard also when you have that many people.
Right.
So
plus you're probably only able to see a certain amount through the window. So they're not going to like make you three breaths in,
right?
So that you can't see the fish,
right.
Which I think is very considerable to people.
Yeah, no, it's very good. The whole ambiance of the restaurant. So if you want to spend a really wonderful, beautiful day out and just chill out and maybe do a little shopping, go to the restaurant. They're known for their king crab cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they're known
I wasn't on a diet.
for their chowder bisque and all that other stuff. It's amazing. It really is. It's fantastic.
We would have liked to spend a little bit more time there. We didn't have that much time, but Artie wanted to show me what the Baltimore Harbor looked like.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very beautiful place. And someday I'd like to take Richie there so he can see how nice it was. It was a lot of walking.
Uh-huh.
Up and down steps. But you know what? Since I've lost all this weight, I didn't have a problem at all.
That's really good.
Right?
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah.
So, and we ended up grabbing a bite to eat, and we went to Hooters.
He takes me to Hooters. Thanks
I take
her
to Hooters.
Thanks, Artie.
I told her, you want to go someplace classy? Come on, we're going to Hooters, where they have 25,000 TV screens.
And as many boobies as you can see.
Right. Yeah, like Sky needs to see those.
Yeah, right? I don't have enough of my own.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
It really was. It was a lot of fun.
Then we went to an amazingly classy Christmas party, which I think we were a little bit underdressed. However, the people were very receptive and they were very lovely. And everybody was so happy to speak with us. And of course, readings came out
Sky and I were doing that to have fun.
And it was a lot of fun because we were nailing everything on the head and people couldn't believe it. And we did meet the cast from House of Cards.
Right.
And that was very interesting. And one of the guys there were wearing a yellow kilt.
Yes.
And I asked him to bend over because I dropped my cigarettes.
That's so funny.
But he wouldn't
What was he doing with a kilt? did he say?
No. And I said, I asked him what clan he is. And I think he said McGregor or something like that. McLaughlin. I don't know. But I said
McDonald's.
Right. I think they're red McDonald's. But he had a yellow kilt on. And just where his man stuff was supposed to be,
right,
there's like a pouch. They wear like a pocketbook.
Right, right.
Just in case something happens, I guess.
In case there's an accident.
Right. So, like, I dropped my cigarettes, and I dropped them near his foot, so I was going to pick them up and look underneath there. But I says, no, that's not nice. So I says, could you please bend down for those cigarettes?
That's funny.
And he squatted. He was very gentlemanly, like. But all kidding aside, it was an interesting evening. We spoke to a lot of wonderful people. They had amazing hors d'oeuvres. It was like a cocktail party.
You want to know something? When you have the ability to go to a Christmas party or some kind of an event, don't talk yourself out of it. You know, a lot of people make up excuses. No, I'm too tired. I'm too this. I'm too that. How often do you get a chance to hang out with friends or family, and especially for a good occasion? And, you know, people show up. It seems like, you know, a lot of people will show up when there's a funeral. Why not show up when there's a good occasion?
Right.
It doesn't have to be under hard circumstances. You know, show up and celebrate life and having a good time and making new friends. And, you know, everybody has an interesting story about their life. All you have to ask them is a few questions about their life. And, right, you know, before you know it, you know, you're off to the races. And,
right,
and with conversation and stuff. But we want you to hang out, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit accesspossibilitieschool.com. That's accesspossibilitieschool.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And you're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. And I just want everyone to know that if you would like to have a personal reading, a one-on-one reading with Sky, just give a call at 908-500-1474. That's 908-500-1474, whether it be in person or over the phone. And if you want an in-depth reading with myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And either one of us will be able to connect to your relatives who have passed away. And during the holiday season, it's very, very difficult to go through when you're a hurting puppy. You know, you lost somebody who you really care about. It's the holiday season. So, you know, if you need some healing to be done, you know, please, we'll be more than happy to do a session with you and or to do a psychic reading. So if you need, you know, to know what's going on behind the scenes, and it could be about anything, you know, anything. There are no boundaries as far as what we'll tell you. So, and all our information to you is very, very confidential. So you don't have to worry about, you know, all your information.
Anonymity.
You don't have to worry about the information coming out or being put on a book or whatever. So, and that's it, you know. So give us a shout. And again, you know, we'll be very specific. We record our sessions, and I think you'll really, really be happy, you know. I was just speaking with a friend. I had, you know, a dinner date with somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was asking me, she goes, Artie, how do you feel, like, you know, with what it is that you do? She goes, you must be really excited about what it is that you do.
I'm thrilled.
And I said, you know, words cannot describe.
They can't.
You can't describe the feeling with
of knowingness.
Of the knowingness and all the new people that we meet and to bring light into people's lives who we never met before.
Right.
And to be able to give them healing and understanding on such a deep level. This is way beyond just, you know, like you're going to a regular therapist, although we are like a psychic therapist.
We are
a psychic therapist, a spiritual therapist. And it goes much deeper than just regular therapy.
I want you to tell the audience.
You'll tell them, the audience, right now. You said you want me to tell the audience. Tell the audience right now.
Okay.
They're all looking at you.
Oh, no. My hair's a mess.
Okay.
And I just spilled a bottle of water on my face.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway. Yesterday, Artie calls me, and he tells me that because of this show, he got a beautiful email from a woman in Russia telling us what a wonderful job that we have been doing and how we've helped her through so many of her tragedies and how we've enlightened her and given her all kinds of spiritual enlightenment and that she can't thank us enough. And she loves our humor and how we incorporate that with our spirituality. And
she was just very complimentary. And it was very appreciative. And we appreciate your comments. And we do get emails from around the world, around the States and Canada. So it really is. It's very, very nice to hear. We appreciate it. Just the thought that we reach out to that far and to so many people, that's really, really cool. And like I said, no words could. We're very blessed that we were able to find our calling, even at this point of our life.
Yes.
You know, so if you really want to be happy, truly happy within your life, take time out to put the energy into doing the things that you really, really love to do. And, you know, give your heart and soul into it. And if you can't make a living at it right away, just start it out part time.
Yeah.
And, you know, two and two will equal up and the right people and right situations will fall into place. And there's going to be challenges along the way. You know, there's a lot of reasons why you can't, you shouldn't, because of what if, the money, the time, the energy. You have to overcome all of those, you know, limited thoughts. And you just got to be, you know, you got to persevere to go after what it is you really want. Because all of life is about being happy. And that's the most important thing.
Yes. Also, I'd like to mention something that I heard yesterday, which I thought, and I never thought it before, and it is so, so true. I was listening to a playwright, and he was saying that in the time of the very, very old, old Greeks, they believed that sex and spirituality went hand in hand, that sex and spirituality were as of one. And I was thinking about that, and I came to the conclusion that, yes, it is. It is, because when you're in the state of making love, you are totally in another place.
You're in a different higher vibration.
You're in a very high vibration. And that would make sense, because when we do our mediumship and our psychics, what we become in that same place, and we get that same, like,
that orgasmic feeling.
Yeah. It's like when it's the truth, but it's in a different, it's not in such an intense way, but it's also very similar. So he also explains that when organized religions came about, they separated the two.
And we're going to discuss more of that a little later, because right now we got to wrap up. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever.
So, like, you know, we were just saying before, as far as the higher vibrations that we reach, you know, when we do our spiritual gift to others, for others, with others, it's just as embracing and as loving. It's not the same as sex, but yet the vibration of that good emotional feel is amazing.
Yes.
And, you know, to be there with somebody on such an intimate level and such a vulnerable level, it really is a blessing for us when somebody allows themselves to cry or to open up and to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's such a compliment to people like Sky and I, because we're able to, you know, bring people that healing. And it's just awesome. It really is. And, you know, it's like the first time, you know, if you could go back and the first time, remember when you had good sex, because sometimes the first time isn't the best. Sometimes it could be the worst. But if you remember those ultimate great times and those emotional feelings
when
that you
kind of feel like out of body, you know what I mean?
So now the reason why we're saying this, that I'm explaining this to you, because a lot of people say, God, what is it like to be a psychic, or what is it like to be a medium? And this is the reason why I'm explaining this, so that you somewhat have an understanding. I mean, you don't know until, you know, you're in our shoes. Right. And, you know, it was interesting because one of my friends came up to me, and I know I said this before, but one of my friends came up to me after my daughter was born, you know, over 20 years ago. And he came up to me, we were bowling at the time, and he goes, "All right, let me ask you something." He says, "Congratulations with your, you know, with your endeavor, with your new daughter." And he said, "So tell me," he says, "is it really as good as they say it is to have your own kid?" And unfortunately, him and his wife couldn't have children. And I said to him, I said, "Bob, it's a lot like sex. I said, I could try to tell you how good it is, but until you have it yourself, then you won't know how good it is. But it really is. It's that good and then some." And so when Sky and I are in that zone to be able to give everybody these answers and all that wonderful healing, it's a tremendous feeling.
Also, it's almost like a high.
Yeah, it is a high.
And I think the reason why we feel like that high feeling is the endorphins. I think the spirits work on our endorphins. I think that has a lot to do with it. And they're working not only through our conscious, subconscious, and beyond the subconscious, but they are working on an endorphin system. Because, you know, we have to be accurate, and we have to know. It's not a guessing, it's a knowing. So, you know, if I say, well, I think, did you?
We very rarely say the word think.
Right.
It's like, this is what we feel. This is what we see. And, you know, yesterday when I did a reading for somebody, it was so weird. It was so cool. You know, as a young kid, and I kept seeing barges coming in, and I knew that they were coming in from China or from overseas someplace. And I'm saying, God, I said, you're going to get a delivery. I said, I see you getting a major delivery from out of the country. He goes, really? And then all of a sudden, you know, he happened to tell me a little later that he's an engineer. And then all of a sudden I was getting messages that he's going to be inventing something or creating something, and it's going to be made overseas.
Yeah.
And I see product coming in and coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
And it had something to do with the face. And I don't know if these were guards for the teeth, because he was talking, also mentioning something about hockey. So it's either going to be a helmet, or it's going to be something with the teeth. But there's something that you're going to create or invent that everyone's going to love.
Lucky,
and I felt really confident about it. And these were images that I was just seeing in my mind. And like I said, we just believe the images and the voices that we hear, and we express it. Is there a 100% guarantee? No. Would I bet money on what I saw? Yes, I would,
yeah.
because it was that vivid and that strong. And it's really cool because it gives people – a lot to look forward to. So if you want to give somebody a special gift, give them a gift certificate from Sky and I, you know, and we'll be more than happy to do that for you. So and do a reading for somebody. All right. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we are so happy to be here with you. And so, any case, you know, again, we are graced with the beautiful time of the season, of the holiday season. You know what my favorite, one of my favorite things is? I love looking at Christmas lights, and I love looking at how people like decorate and get all into it.
Do you like my house?
And I love your house. It's awesome. It is. Yeah. It looks like a Christmas wonderland. It really does.
Right?
It's so cool with all the lights and stuff that you have, you know, gracing upon your house and how it lights up your house and
trees.
Yeah, the whole thing looks like a Christmas tree and on the trees. It's so cool.
I did
so,
it for the kids. Cool. I really don't have the spirit, guys. I'm just like out of spirit. I don't know.
Well, damn it, you get in the spirit.
We've had a tough year. Richie's been sick. Because of that, the business is not doing as well as it should. You know, and that takes a toll on him. He's
and
a little depressed.
You know what? And so this is where you need to change your thoughts into positiveness.
Oh, I do. I never have.
Right.
You know, and I always have positive.
You know, and people, when they look at Sky and I, because we're so inspirational and we give people all this healing, people say, God, are you ever in a bad mood? Or are you ever, you know, go through your hard times? And we're human just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it gets to be very difficult, you know, during certain times because we have our personal issues just like everybody else. And we're human just like everybody else. And
the only difference, I think, is that we go directly to spirit. We don't, you know, fool around. We don't flex around. We go directly to spirit. We know exactly what to say to spirit. We know how to get our points across to spirit. And they usually answer us in wonderful ways. I know that they gave me a tremendous gift this year. Richie had a terrible blood clot in his leg, and within 3 months, it was completely gone, which was it was 6 inches long, this blood clot. The doctor was baffled. So I know that was divine intervention.
Divine intervention.
Yes, thank you.
Here we go with decompartmentalizing.
Oh, don't even start that with decompartmentalizing.
Yeah, forget about it.
I know that was divine intervention. I mean, you know, he thinks that he's Superman, but I know it was God who took care of that because I prayed and prayed and prayed that he would, you know, it would go away. And I was just so adamant about praying for him to get better that he did. And, but you know what? I think it took its toll on him psychologically. It kind of brought him to the reality that he wants to retire, and that's not going to happen because we're raising two children right now. So, like, you know, he's got to get over that thought quickly.
A sabbatical here and there is
that's different.
Totally different.
Yeah, but there's no retirement in our future. So he's all bummed out because he thinks he has to work till he's 100.
But any case, there was a lady who I was speaking with, and she was very into this, just the spiritual realm. And then she turned to Catholic, and then she became a nun, and she went the complete, you know, reverse opposite, although she still has a very strong, obvious faith in God, because that's why she went in that direction. But she chose to go religion, you know, mixed in with her spirituality, which is totally fine, which is totally cool. And she was telling me a very interesting story back in the day when she was a nurse. And, she, you know, she's had the gift practically her whole life. And so while she was in the room, she looked at the lady and she said to her, she goes, do you have cancer like right around your ovaries? And she goes, yes. She goes, they're supposed to operate tomorrow and remove it. She goes, but I'm a little nervous because they don't know if it's spread or not. So she said to her, she goes, would you mind if I was just to put my hand, you know, over that area and so I could say some prayers? I'm only going to be a few minutes. She goes, no, I'd appreciate that. And so she felt the warmth. She was telling me, she said she felt
that's
the warmth. And she put her hand right above her body, right in that area, without touching her. And she was just saying her prayers and asking, you know, God and the Holy Spirits to please, you know, bless this person with perfect health. And so she was visualizing this person literally being in perfect health. And so that morning, the following morning, when they went to open her up, everything was pink. There was no cancer whatsoever.
Unbelievable.
None. And so, of course, the lady was extremely grateful. And it was interesting because here she's telling me, she's filled with lots of stories. There was this one guy who came in for a reading to see her. And he said to her, he said, she says, what do you want to know? He says, I'm really concerned about my sister. What do you see about my sister? And she looked right in the eye. She goes, you don't have no sister. She goes, you don't even have any siblings. She goes, here's your money. Get out of here.
Good for her.
And all. And she just called the shot like she wasn't playing games.
Right.
And the guy just looked, no, no, no. He says, I really want to be read by you. She says, no, I'm not interested. Get out of here. You're challenging.
I don't like people that challenge us.
Yeah.
And we get them all the time. And we snag them all the time.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So what was really cool.
I want to tell you what happened to me on Tuesday.
What's that?
It was late at night. And I was sitting in the family room and I happened to glance over and I see somebody by the window and I just figured it was Tracy, my daughter-in-law. So I called her name, Trace, Trace, Trace. I got up. She didn't answer me. I got up. There was nobody in the kitchen. She was already upstairs sleeping.
Wow.
So I says, that's peculiar. So, and I actually saw a person. So then about 15 minutes later, all the lights in the kitchen went out, literally shut off. Didn't no breakers broke.
Shut up.
Yeah, they shut off.
Wow.
And I knew that I had a spirit with me. Then I tried to lay down and close my eyes and I felt somebody like piercing my head. I felt as though somebody was literally standing over me and watching me. And it was not someone from my family. Because, you know, they usually tell me, I'll know. They have a special feeling to me, so I would know. But it was not somebody from my family. So I'm wondering if one of those rogue spirits came in again and, you know, just happened to play around with me, then leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a spirit from the grounds of your neighborhood. Yeah.
Well, my house was the Lenape summer camp. And sometimes in the summertime, you could literally hear drumming and singing of the natives, the Lenapes. And everybody thought I was crazy for years until finally they all heard it.
Where's the Lenapes from?
From this area.
Oh, from this area?
Yeah.
So we're in New Jersey.
Yes,
okay.
On my abstract of my home, it says that Chief Tannenbaum, I think his name was
He was a Jewish Indian.
Chief Tannenbaum owned this property, and he sold it to the great-great-great-grandfather of Abraham Lincoln. That's why Lincoln's family was actually migrated to this area to mine for copper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Tannenbaum grew on my property, literally, they actually grew chicory for coffee.
Wow.
And they're still here. And they literally dragged me here. I came here kicking and screaming because this house was a dump. And I was coming from a beautiful house on the beach where it was just decorated to the nines. And I had just finished it up.
Why would you want to go from that to this?
Yeah. Oh, I had to be crazy. But I was drawn here. And then we had to gut everything and start all over again. But I was literally drawn here for a reason. And the reason being that the spirits needed to communicate and to have somebody here that could actually understand them and carry out the native traditions on the land.
Wow.
And we have always done that.
That's very interesting.
It is. But I think we have to go to a break right now.
Yes, we do. All right, everyone, stick around. Listen, if anybody wants to get a reading from Sky personally, just call 908-500-1474. And if anybody wishes to get a personal reading from myself or to have a party with me or Sky, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. All right, everyone. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.